In Brazil, a series of urban landslides has killed more than 100 people in the past month. Most of the victims were residents of shanty towns built in known landslide zones. These hillside slums are a common sight in big cities such as Rio de Janeiro. But now the precariously perched communities are spreading to smaller towns, where they've become a threat both to lives and historic architecture. NPR's Martin Casti reports from the Brazilian city of Petrópolis.
For much of the 19th century, Brazil was an empire ruled by Emperor Dom Pedro II. A European at heart, Pedro didn't like the tropical heat of Rio de Janeiro, so he designed and built a summer capital in the forested mountains nearby. Pedro named the city Petrópolis, after himself. A century and a half later, his great-great-grandson, Pedro Carlos de Orleans y Bragança, says the city was one of the emperor's proudest achievements.
Adorou essa região.
He loved this region for its natural beauty and climate, and the city was like a daughter to him, says Pedro Carlos. A military coup established the Republic in 1889, and Brazil's royal family isn't really royal anymore. Pedro Carlos and his family now live in the guest house behind the old summer palace, which is a museum. Petrópolis is still one of Brazil's most beautiful towns, full of the well-preserved mansions of the old barons and counts. But the old royal estate is quickly turning into a modern Brazilian city.
O turista atento, ele não só vai ver isso, ele vai ver...
An attentive tourist will see something more than the city's beauties, Pedro Carlos says. If he looks closely, he'll notice catastrophes side by side with the attractions. On the edge of town, tractors are clearing the debris from one of those catastrophes. A few days ago, torrential summer rains caused this hillside to collapse, taking several brick and concrete houses with it. Zilia Stumpf's house survived, barely. It now overlooks a 100-foot-deep ravine where her neighbors used to live.
Tinha cá três casas, três embaixo e uma em cima.
There were three houses there, actually three below and one above, she says. I heard the noise, and in the morning I saw the wreckage. I couldn't believe it. I didn't expect that hill to collapse, she says. Stumpf may not have expected it, but engineers and city officials have no reason to be surprised. These landslides have become commonplace. 17 people died in Petrópolis so far this summer. Last summer it was 52. The torrential rains are nothing new, the emperor remarked on the violent downpours in his journal. But fatalities are becoming more frequent. Luiz Antônio do Amaral is a director of the local Engineers and Architects Association.
The incline of this hill is more than 60 degrees. This kind of construction happens a lot in high-risk zones like this because building codes are not enforced.
In Petrópolis and other small historic towns, these improvised brick houses are spreading to the hillsides overlooking the densely populated downtowns. So far, none of Petrópolis' protected historical buildings have been hit by the landslides, but preservationists believe that it's only a matter of time. City officials acknowledge the problem, but they say they don't have the resources to handle it. As she supervises the cleanup of the latest landslide, Public Works Director Ana Maria Ribeiro Munstein seems fatalistic.
You can't control this because these are poor people with a life expectancy that expires the next day. They have nothing to lose, so they settle where they want to. And there's no way I can come here and tell them, hey, you have to find some other place to live.
Ever since the return of democracy in the 1980s, Brazilian politicians have been reluctant to forcibly remove squatters, even when their houses are built in extremely dangerous locations. But as the death tolls mount, some Brazilians are beginning to call for a little more tough love from the authorities. Architect Luiz Antônio do Amaral.
Algumas intervenções, com certeza, a população não vai entender a princípio.
If the government intervenes, the population might not understand why at first. This makes some politicians worry about losing votes. Fixing this problem won't be pleasant for some people, but it's for their own good.
The emperor's great-great-grandson, who runs an environmental consulting company, is even more critical of Brazil's elected officials.
Conhece-se vários políticos.
There are several important politicians who've donated bags of cement, water tanks, and electrical wiring to the people building on the hilltops, Pedro Carlos says. They exchange votes for the safety of the people who live up there. But most Brazilians don't care what a disenfranchised royal thinks of their democracy. As far as the Brazilian Republic is concerned, public safety is trumped by a person's right to build his house wherever he can. Martin Costi, NPR News, Petrópolis, Brazil.